I said to him, and excuse my language, I said, you know what, you need to stop my friend, because that's up.
First, they exchanged words.
I didn't say exactly like that.
You'd probably try to clean it up here because you're in court.
Then, they mixed it up.
He was getting in your personal space. So you pushed him, and he went through a window.
Yeah, I got about 30 stitches on the top part of my forearm.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Joshua Walker is suing 25-year-old Timothy Andrade for assaulting him at a surprise party. He is suing for his medical bills and lost wages.
Order. All rise.
Now, this is case number 74 A and B in the matter of Walker versus Andrade and Marinoff versus Walker Andrade.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Let your folks have a seat.
All right, the first case I'm dealing with involves Mr. Walker and Mr. Andrade. Each of you claim that the other is responsible for injuries due to an assault that took place when?
August 12th, Your Honor.
Just a second. You don't have to talk into the microphone. We'll be able to hear you. Okay. If you speak up.
August 12th.
Where did this assault take place?
In San Pedro, at Martin's house.
Could you keep your voice up, sir? I have to strain to hear you.
It was at Martin's house in San Pedro.
Martin, here?
Yes, Your Honor.
What were you doing there?
I was there for a house party.
Who invited you?
Martin.
Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what were you doing there, Mr. Andrade?
I was actually the one who thrown the party for Martin. It was a going-away party, so I was with his girlfriend at the time, who's present now. And we were actually putting together the party, setting it up.
Had the two of you been together that evening?
Yes.
You and Martin?
Yes, I was helping him move out of his house.
Step up, I have a few questions. So let me understand this. You and the girlfriend, his girlfriend.
Yes, Your Honor.
Are planning a surprise party for Martin.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you are at Martin's house setting up.
That's correct.
And your friends.
Yes, Your Honor.
And then you came home and you found surprise.
Yes, Your Honor.
Were you surprised?
Very surprised.
So what happened?
Well, I showed up at the house and started talking with some people. And then Mr. Andrade approached me and began verbally assaulting me and threatening me.
Tell me what he said to you.
He told me, do you know who I am? I'm Tim Andrade.
Just a second. Were you speaking to him?
The reason why I actually went up to talk to him was because my friend had dated his sister, and he, throughout the relationship, had done nothing but harass my friend. My friend's a small guy, and he's not the kind of guy to step up for himself. So at that point, my friend, he had saw
Your
him.
Honor, I've never...
Just a second.
He had saw him there, and so he had made a comment to me, you know, I want to leave right now. I can't stand this guy. You know, this guy's threatened me. He's one of the main reasons why I broke up with his sister.
Okay, so your friend left.
That's correct.
I'm going to go back. Why did you have any discussion with Mr. Walker at all? He said you came up to him.
That's correct.
And what did you say to him?
I said to him, and excuse my language, I said, you know what, you need to stop my friend, because that's up. I didn't say exactly like that, but I was just, you know, stating.
You probably try to clean it up here because you're
that's
in
correct.
Court, right?
Yes. Not the best job, but...
What do you do for a living?
I'm an EMT, ma'am.
Aren't you supposed to be helping people?
I do help people.
Not instigate fights.
I wasn't really instigating the fight.
Yes, you were. All you had to do was stay away from him. What did you confront him for?
You're
at a party. Listen to me. You're at a party. You had a friend there. Friend says, I don't like Mr. Walker. He was talking trash about me. I'm leaving. And he left. Smart. Only the moron stayed and decided to confront him over something that had nothing to do with you. Nothing.
I had thrown the party. You know, everybody who was there was invited by me and his girlfriend.
He was with him moving.
I was with him earlier moving, too.
Do you think that this is a tea dance? We don't shout out here.
Sorry.
You're getting it so far. So after you said that to him, what did he say to you?
He didn't say anything. He punched me. And at
really?
That time, I had gotten a black
really?
Eye. I
just
fell
a,
back.
Just
and that's
second.
When the fight took off.
That's not what you say in your answer, Mr. Andrade. You don't say anything about him punching you in the face, sir. You want me to read what you swore to? I'm going to tell you. When Martin and Josh got back to the house, they were shocked to see there was an entire party full of people waiting. We were all drinking and hanging out, so I approached Josh to quash our beef. I told him I didn't want to talk in front of everyone else, so we moved our discussion to the back room of the house. Does that sound vaguely familiar to you? I told him to stop talking smack about me and my friend Dana, and said that if you mess with Dana, you're messing with me. Is your first name Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
Josh was very drunk and defensive and got in my face. Not punched me in my face, and got in my face. There is a difference, is there not?
Major difference.
Major difference. I warned him to get out of my personal space, but he continued with his tirade. I was forced to push him to get him away from me. He was so drunk he lost his balance and his arm went through a window. Where's the punch there,
That's
sir?
That's correct. I just wanted
to... Just a second. I assume that when you wrote this, sir, and you swore to it that you wanted to tell the truth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You were again given the opportunity to read the statements over today. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you again swore to the fact that this is exactly what happened. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Nowhere in your sworn statement do you say that when you spoke to him, his response was to punch you in the face. Nowhere.
Well, it's kind
of... So, my question to you is, were you lying when you swore to this answer, or are you lying now?
No, I'm not lying right now. I'm just not getting as in graphic detail as I did in that. I mean, obviously...
No, you gave me very graphic detail. You say punched you... Didn't you say punched
getting,
you in
I was
the
just
face?
Getting straight pointed to, the point.
To where he got punched. You want me to replay the tape for you? Idiot. Go ahead. Keep going.
As I said, it's absolutely right. I just assume that obviously other things
don't
are going
to
happen.
Don't listen to me. Don't assume anything. We're up to the fact. We're up to the... We're up to the point now where he was getting in your personal space.
Absolutely.
So you pushed him, and he went through a window, and then a fight ensued.
He went into the window after we started fighting. After
no, that's not what you say. You want me to read what you swore to again?
No, you don't have to.
He lost his balance and his arm went through a window. After that, he continued to come at me. Continued to come at me, getting in your space again. And eventually got me pinned to the floor and then was punching you in the face. That's what you wrote here. After you pushed him through a window, then he was punching you in the face. My friends heard the scuffle and came back to break up the fight. My friend pulled Josh off me. He stumbled backwards and broke a second window. This time he scraped his arm. He got kicked out of the party.
Your
and
Honor,
went to the
I
hospital.
Have two witnesses that were watching it. When you're in a fight, things are a little bit different, you know. I have two witnesses.
Who would like to be a witness? Stand up if you would like to be a witness.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's got very serious scars on his arm.
I also have serious injuries as well. I lost 3 weeks worth of work.
That's too bad. That's your fault. If you got hurt, that comes under the category, it's too bad.
This is all the flooring that I paid for. But this is all the flooring that I got.
It's Empire's 60% off event, when you can get a lot more flooring for a lot less. Choose from a wide selection of quality products right at home and save 60%. That's huge. Plus, we install next day and no payments till 2010. 60% off flooring won't last long. Call Empire today.
800-588-2300 Empire.
Today.
Okay, today's topic, treating people with compassion who mistakenly choose cable. Now, Anne, you used to have cable, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was making bad choices back then, but now I've got it all together.
Bundling with AT&T's made all the difference.
Oh, yeah.
We've lowered our prices, so hurry. Call today to get home phone and high-speed internet for under $35 a month. Find out how to get $50 cash back on other qualifying internet speeds.
It's just frustrating when friends couldn't get the reliability of AT&T Home Phone.
And high-speed internet at home or on the go.
At 17,000 Wi-Fi hotspots, too.
We've lowered our prices to offer our customers a better value. So hurry, call today to get home phone and high-speed internet for under $35 a month. Find out how to get $50 cash back on other qualifying internet speeds.
Okay, guys, hands in the middle. And
AT&T bundle! Hoorah!
The new AT&T, your world, delivered.
With the holidays, we needed cash.
I needed cash now.
So we called 1-888-TITLEMAX.
So I called 1-888-TITLEMAX.
With TITLEMAX, I didn't have to sell my car.
Our car title was our credit.
TITLEMAX was hassle-free.
1-888-TITLEMAX.
I got the money I needed.
1-888-TITLEMAX.
Title Max came through for me. Bring your car title to Title Max and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joshua Walker says, Timothy Andrade pushed him through a window during a party. Timothy claims he was sticking up for one of his friends.
Name?
Robbie Myers.
Which room were you in?
I was in the same room as the fight.
I asked you which room you were in.
Well, I was in the living room. They went back into the back room. I didn't follow them.
Listen to me.
I was in the living room.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
I was in the living room.
Fight didn't happen in the living room.
No.
When did you leave the living room?
As soon as I realized there was a fight going on in the back bedroom.
And how did you know that there was a fight going on in the back bedroom?
You can hear it. I mean, it's not that
difficult. So the fight was already in progress?
It had been started.
Do you not understand English?
Yes,
I do. The fight was already in progress. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the window was already broken. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct.
It had to be. According to him, it was. Because according to him, there was no fight until after he went through two windows. That's according to his sworn statement. That before there was an altercation, he got punched, he went through a window twice. And you're telling me that when you got there, nobody had been through a window. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
Sit. You ready?
Yes.
Name?
Anna.
Were you in the back room?
No.
Did you ever go in the back room?
Yes.
When?
I went after I heard two windows break.
And what did you see when you got there after you heard two windows break?
I saw Josh up against the window with blood coming out of his arm, and I went to try and stop it. I broke in between them, and I think Josh was still infuriated going after Tim, and then he noticed his arm was gushing blood, and I tried to tend to that.
And where was this one?
I don't remember.
Sit. You wish to testify?
Yes, Your Honor. My name is Martin. I'm here as an independent witness to tell the truth. They're both my friends, so I'm not really taking sides here, but I did witness what happened at my house.
Go ahead.
Here's a diagram of how the layout of the house is. There's a long hallway, and this is the back room in which they were fighting.
Just a second. Did you hear the defendant start this business by approaching your friend who had helped you move and start up with him about talking trash about his friend Dana? Did you hear that part of the conversation?
I did not witness that part, Your Honor.
So what you saw was what went on in the back room?
Yes, Your Honor.
At what point did you see what went on in the back room, Martin?
I heard one window break, and at that point I rushed into the back room, and they were on the floor fighting. And
after you heard the window break?
Yeah, it was about that time. It's a long hallway.
You missed the window breaking. What was his friend's name who was dating your sister?
Dana.
Dana, the only smart one there at the party. He had a problem with you, he left. Tell me about your injuries.
I got about 30 stitches on the top part of my forearm. I have stitches on my wrist.
Could you step up, please, so I can see?
It goes all the way down to my ring finger.
It's pretty nasty. Which one came as a result of him pushing you because you were in his personal space?
All of it. Here and then all here.
Step back.
And Your Honor, it wasn't like I forcibly pushed him into the window. It was more like kind of wrestling around. He fell into the window. I fell down. I mean, I had sustained injuries as well. I had gotten this piece of glass right here stuck in my finger, and I actually had to go to the doctor, and the doctor had to send me to another doctor, to a specialist. And I mean, I also withstanded a lot of injuries.
You started it.
I wasn't the first one that had thrown the punch.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You swore to it, sir. You swore to the fact that he was in your personal space and you pushed him. And you say because he was drunk, he fell back into a window. Well, you take your victim as you find them. It's one of the first things you learn in the law. If somebody is drunk and as a result of your actions by aggressively pushing them, they injure themselves, you're responsible. You take the victim if he's drunk, if he's a minor, if he's feeble, if he has a pre-existing injury. That's what happens. You had no right to start this altercation. None whatsoever. You should have kept your big mouth shut. You should have gone on, had a happy party, and not interfered with him, and you wouldn't have had any problem. And because somebody gets into your personal space, you have two choices. Either you can act aggressively or you can turn around and walk away. You chose to push him. He was injured. You are responsible, not him. You are responsible. Your counterclaim is dismissed. He's got very serious scars on his arm.
I also have serious injuries as well. I lost 3 weeks worth of work.
That's your fault.
It's my fault that he punched me and that I fell on the ground because...
Sir, once you precipitate a fight and he's injured, he has an absolute right to protect himself. You were the instigator of this fight. You were the primary aggressor. You were the first aggressor. You are responsible for his injuries, and if you got hurt, that comes under the category, it's too bad.
So just let my friend get bullied and not do anything about it?
That is correct, sir. How long had it been since your friend, Dana, and his sister had been dating?
I mean, how would the world be if that was the case?
I'm speaking. Don't ask me questions. I don't answer your questions. How long had it been since Dana was dating your sister?
8 months.
8 months. It's over.
That's not true.
It was over.
They were continuously
seeing
each other.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000 is requested. Your counterclaim is dismissed. Now, stand up. The next case is yours.
Yes,
right?
Your Honor.
Against the two of them.
Yes, Your Honor.
His case is dismissed because you are suing now him for the damages caused to your house.
Well, Your Honor, they were both fighting.
No. Just listen to me. I have just determined that he was defending himself. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
First of all, Eddie told me you were his cousin.
Okay, well, so Eddie is a creep. All right, we've resolved the fact that Eddie is a creep.
Closed captioning sponsored by...
My Bliss, new Blistex Deep Renewal, the clinically proven anti-aging lip treatment with Q10. Discover Bliss, discover Blistex.
Ow!
So you think Santa will like these red and green M&Ms?
I don't know. I never met the guy. He does exist!
They do exist.
Santa?
Miserable elbows? They can find happiness with Lubriderm Intense Skin Repair. Its 24-hour formula is clinically shown to help every inch of dry skin heal itself, like healthy skin does naturally. Lubriderm, the skin therapist.
When you're in a wreck that's not your fault, life can be difficult.
The bills didn't stop.
It's no time for the insurance company to play games.
They didn't care about me.
You need a law firm that knows how to get you the compensation you deserve.
I turned it over to them, and they got it done.
At Longhorn, they're grilling up bold new flavors that everyone's excited about. Like their new white cheddar and bacon stuffed filet. A tender, juicy Flo's filet stuffed with aged white cheddar and hickory smoked bacon. Or dig into their new creamy fontina and wild mushroom stuffed filet. Get them both for a limited time only at Longhorn. There are steakhouses, and then there's Longhorn Steakhouse.
In a wreck, call 1-866-IN-A-WRECK. Don't delay. Call and see the doctor today. Stronger settlements start by going to the doctor first. Have your injuries properly documented with a free X-ray and consultation. Our doctors are on call 24/7 to see you. With offices located both inside and outside of Metro Atlanta, we are the medical doctors, chiropractors, and physical therapists of ICA, Accident Injury Centers of Atlanta. Remember, when in a wreck, just call 1-866-IN-A-WRECK.
50% off all Christmas trees at Garden Ridge. These 7-foot pre-lit trees, $75. Deer or trees, $14.99. Outdoor decor, $19.99. All pathway lights, half off. All Christmas wrap, half off. It's our biggest sofa sale ever. These sofas, $249. And these, $299. And these sofas, $349. Headboard, $149. Armoires, $39. Merry Christmas from Garden Ridge.
This guy just backed right out and hit me in a parking lot, and I was hurt. So I called Kent Nugent. When my case settled, I got $200,000.
An 18-wheeler ran me off the highway, and I was hurt. So I called Ken Nugent, and after the case settled, he got me $600,000.
You can get hurt anytime, anywhere. Call Ken Nugent every time.
I'm attorney Ken Nugent. Now, I can't guarantee you hundreds of thousands of dollars, but if you've been hurt in any kind of accident, big or small, call me. One call, that's all.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you may be entitled to money for lost wages, doctor bills, and pain and suffering. Call 1-800-WIN-WIN-1. Gary Martin Hayes and Associates, right now.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
In a separate case, Martin Marinov is suing his friend, Timothy Andrade, for breaking a window in his home during a party.
Now, he was defending himself. He was not the aggressor. He was the aggressor. Do you want him held responsible to the damage to your house?
I believe they, because they're
both I don't give a rat's behind what you believe. I have just determined that there was one aggressor. Do you get it? Now, do you want him held responsible for the damage to your apartment? Yes or no?
They're both responsible, Your Honor.
Your case is dismissed. You didn't answer my question.
Wait, Your Honor, one second. Okay, yes, if you deem he's responsible, then he's responsible. He's the one taking all the blame.
Did you get it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Goodbye.
That is our excuse. You may step out.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Muhammad versus Cartwright. Step forward, please.
26-year-old Aisha Muhammad is suing Robin Cartwright for keying her car. Aisha claims it was retaliation after Robin thought she was cheating with her boyfriend.
Miss Mohammed, it is your claim that the defendant keyed your car.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says you can't prove it.
Correct.
Why would she key your car?
Well, I first encountered Miss Robin on a couple of occasions prior to the incident. One being that I was invited over by Eddie to come visit him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Eddie is our mutual friend. She, I guess, was dating him or talking to him at the time.
Okay, so you each know somebody by the name of Eddie?
Yes, ma'am.
Who dated Eddie? Raise your hand. Who's dating Eddie now? When did you stop dating Eddie?
I stopped talking to Eddie shortly after the incident.
And when was the incident?
The incident occurred March the 8th. Of this year, 2008.
And your car was keyed?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see her key your car?
She made an announcement that she was about to go key something.
Where was this?
This was at Eddie's apartment. I had went over there after going out. I was invited by Eddie to come over and stay the night with him.
So you were at Eddie's?
Yes.
And your car was parked at Eddie's
right
house?
Next to his car, yes, ma'am.
And what happened?
In between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7:30 a.m., I was woken up by Robin knocking on the door.
How did you know it was Robin?
I didn't until she looked through the window and knocked on the door, demanding for Eddie to answer the door.
Okay, go ahead.
So I woke him up and told him that Robin's at the door. And I got up, and she was still talking and cussing at the door. Then she said, I'm about to go scratch something. Eddie said, you better not. And when we went out down to our cars, she was gone, and my car as well as his car was keyed.
You have pictures of it?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
There's two pictures from Geico, and there's also pictures that I took with my camera phone after the incident.
Now, you had parked your car on the 7th at Eddie's house, is that right?
On the 8th. It was about 4 in the morning.
What were you doing out at 4 in the morning?
I went out to the club. I was out at after hours.
And where was Eddie?
He was at home.
So you called him from the club?
We had already discussed prior to that he had wanted me to come over his house. I told him, well, after I went out, depending on how I feel, I would come by his house. I called him and let him know that I was on my way.
All right, Miss Cartwright, let me hear you.
First of all, Eddie told me you were his cousin.
Okay, well, so Eddie is a creep. All right, we've resolved the fact that Eddie is a creep. I make a resolution.
Okay,
Eddie,
well, I'm just letting you know that he told me that.
I want you to tell
me. Why would I key her car?
I want you to tell me what you were doing at Eddie's house at 7:30 in the morning on the 8th.
How would she know it was me? Because Eddie has more than one woman.
Miss Cartwright, I asked you a question. I'll call Eddie.
Yeah.
Want me to call Eddie? I'm asking you what you were doing there.
I wasn't there. I was out the night before as well. So I went home because I couldn't drive over Eddie's house.
Okay, fine. You have Eddie's number?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me have it, please.
I don't know it by heart.
What's Eddie's number?
You're asking me?
No, I'm asking that person back there. The number.
His number is 214-92...
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sam's nose became redder as the winter wind blew. Mom trusts the Puffs lab can soothe his
achoo.
I've got Puffs Plus with lotion, he said to Sam's mother, with aloe and E and a touch of shea butter. Plain tissue rubs causing more irritation. Puffs Plus with lotion and shea butter has a soothing sensation. And those in need deserves Puffs Plus indeed. And try Puffs Plus with the comforting scent of Vicks.
Welcome to another day in a closeout wonderland.
'Twas at Big Lots and all through the store there were closeout prices on brand name products galore.
Price is so right. Overstocks are a great way to get a great deal.
This week it's toys. Get brand name toys starting at $10. You save over 50%. And save up to 50% on all $20 brand name toys.
Only at Big Lots brand name closeout prices.
Fox Wednesday will be awesomely inspiring.
I'm actually a millionaire. We'd like to give you a gift.
Thank you so much.
All new Secret Millionaire. Best for Booth and Bones to keep working together.
You want us to go on a double date?
They'll have to play together.
Look at my horse.
Bones.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 5.
Hi, welcome to Progressive.com. How can I help you?
Well, I haven't shopped for car insurance in a while.
And you're worried that you've been paying too much, right?
Yeah. So how can I know I'm getting a good deal?
We can compare your Progressive Direct rate with other top companies.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. Look at the deal we just got him.
That's a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, or a big tricked out name tag.
Making sure you get a great deal. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Urgent notice, seal trapped in a tidal pond? Stop! Listen closely. You have an option.
Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
We'll help you get out of that ridiculous tidal pond trap and rescue your title before you lose your car.
Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
If you're trapped in a $5,500 tidal pond for 12 months, you'll pay up to $10,000 in interest and still owe the original $5,500.
Get free!
Call us and set up your balance with monthly payments. Call 1-800-NEW-DEAL.
1-800-NEW-DEAL.
I got hurt in a car wreck, and I didn't want to get back in my wrecked car and drive all the way to Atlanta. I needed someone to come to me, so I called Ken Nugent.
I know that the last thing that you want to do after you've been in a car wreck is get in that wrecked car and drive across Atlanta traffic to see a lawyer. That's why no matter where you are, we'll come to you.
Great service, great settlement, Ken Nugent.
If you live in Cartersville or Gainesville or Griffin or LaGrange or anywhere in between, we'll come to you. One call, that's all.
The largest year-round water park resort in the Sevierville-Gatlinburg area is getting bigger. Wilderness at the Smokies' gigantic indoor water park is opening December 19th. Catch a wave, play in a water fort, or ride the Smokies' first and only surf rider and storm chaser. Stay in a new multi-room suite and enjoy everything the resort has to offer. Save $150 a night during our grand opening. Call 1-877-325-WILD or visit wildernessatthesmokies.com for more information.
Severe weather strikes a metro high school. High winds snap trees, topple a scoreboard, and damage the roof.
Well, it was just a really loud boom.
Today at 5 on Fox 5 News.
Ms. Cartwright, it's my job to determine whether people are telling the truth.
Right.
And I have to tell you that after 35 or so years, I'm really good at it. So I couldn't get a hold of Eddie at this number that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure about the number because I have a feeling that if Eddie has a cell phone, Eddie puts his own message on the cell phone and doesn't go to some lady with an English accent as a recording on Eddie's phone. I would assume that Eddie would somehow
make the record. Well, she can vouch. She knows the number.
Listen, you had a $500 deductible. Your insurance paid for the rest of the keying of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she's going to pay the $500 deductible because she's a liar.
No, I'm telling
the truth.
Oh,
yes, you are.
She knows.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. That's all. Step out.
What is our excuse?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was pouring her beer in the back seat of his car.
Next Judge Judy.
Pouring beer in somebody's car is not $700 worth of damage.
Somebody poured a beer into my car. I got news for you. I would consider that big time vandalism. Big time!
The perfect gift just got even better. For a limited time, buy a $25 IHOP gift card and get $5 off a future visit. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Travel, stress, eating on the run. Diarrhea just stops me.
KO speeds to the source to shut down diarrhea and its discomfort. Stop it fast with KO Pectate.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can do something about your IRS tax problem, and yes, you can get help to fight the IRS.
If you owe the IRS, call now for your free and confidential tax analysis. Call 800-516-8108. 800-516-8108.
You just called me a lying heifer.
Basically, Robin Cartwright is a liar.
You don't know me, honey.
Why would she believe a man who has 2-3 other females and baby mamas and all this that I was his cousin?
Apparently, she wants Eddie, so you can have Eddie. That's if Eddie wants you.